What's up, Warriors?
I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
Welcome back to another episode of What's Up, Warriors. I want to welcome my guest, DJ Lego. And you want to...
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm going by DJ Billy Shears from Sgt. Pepper's.
Nice. So DJ Mike's not in the studio with us. That's our co-host for this show. But hey, we got two other DJs. Not DJs, but two DJs in the studio with me. So today's episode, obviously, it's more of KnotFest themed since KnotFest is literally starting in December on the 8th for Mexico, which is crazy.
It's almost ironic.
Right?
It's the day that John Lennon was shot.
Okay.
That is sad.
Oh, no. So, obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the participants of KnotFest, usually that come around every year, but we're gonna kind of take a slow start to that. We're going to talk about rock altogether. And I think my friend, DJ Billy Shears, I think he wants to talk a little bit about Beatles or some of the classic rock.
Yeah.
So, I'll let him take that over.
All right. Honestly, one of the things that I found was a lot of people saying rock is dead, and that kind of makes me mad because a lot of the classic rock bands like the Stones, like the Beatles, like Zeppelin, they're all still really influential today, and I still hear them everywhere. I mean, you walk down Irvington or you walk down any place that wants to, you know, put on a vintage facade or, you know, just give that, you know, niche, they're probably going to be playing the Beatles or the Stones or Hendrix or, you know, anybody from the 60s to 70s rock.
Not only is 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s rock still influential, but even the early 2000s when hard rock and grunge were slowly coming up, but they still had some of that soft rock. An example of that would be a band called Stone Sour. They kind of demonstrated that early 2000s and the classics and all that when they released an album titled Come Whatever May. It was more their political album. Songs like Through Glass, Your God, etc. Bands like Queen are still influential today. I mean, there's a movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right. I want to go see that.
I think it's great that movie's, you know, it's bringing a lot of attention to the band and a lot of attention that's very well deserved and a lot of attention that is very well overdue.
Especially for Freddie Mercury.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Like a huge tribute to him. Yeah, I mean, dude's a legend and there's no denying that.
It's a little, I can see why they kind of made the movie because there's, I've seen people kind of make mixed gestures about it. They don't really understand what the meaning is, but it's kind of like about him contracting AIDS pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that they kind of made that movie for people that are younger that really like the song and don't understand. I mean, unless they're like 8, don't go to that movie. It's rated R. But
it's rated R?
I'm pretty sure. Or either PG-13, one of those two.
It's got some pretty mature themes in it, and rightfully so.
Yeah. I can understand that. But classic rock, like you said, it's still influential to us, even in Irvington, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I go there about every month, pretty much, and there's always something going on, even at the guitar shop.
Oh, yeah.
By those one of, I can't remember what the name of the restaurant was.
Giacomo's? I think some kind of pizza place.
Giacomo's, yeah, I worked there.
But even at the guitar shop on Irvington, like, I always go there either to buy strings, because, you know, I'm always destroying my strings.
Oh, yeah, he really is.
Oh, no. Like, I don't know why. I have this sudden urge. Like, sometimes, like, he'll come over, DJ Lego will come over and play guitar with me.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he's not over there, I love to use my metal picks. And that is the worst thing to do.
Thanks to him, I now have to go buy guitar strings.
I surprisingly have not broken a string yet.
Oh, man. You are lucky, my friend. It is the biggest hassle.
And I have a Squire, too, so I'm honestly surprised.
But I even walk in there sometimes, and I still, like, see and hear, like, classic rock.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm not saying that I don't enjoy that music, but when you listen to classic rock or just anything guitar heavy, it just makes you want to get up and pick up a guitar and just start. I mean, that's why I started. I mean, the Beatles, Mac DeMarco, all these other bands and artists, it was just like, I want to do that.
But along with classic rock, it has brought down many genres of rock. I like everything except for hip hop. But I even like heavy metal. It's great.
I love heavy metal.
It's fun.
I'm not too big of a fan of it.
I can understand that. I mean, there's some heavy metal where it's like, that's noise. But there are some artists, like bands like Slipknot or Avenged Sevenfold, that actually know how to bring a type of vibe where it's like, okay, I can jam out to that.
Yeah, I dig this.
I feel like if I was presented a few like of the best songs, I definitely could get into it. It's just not really my biggest.
It's funny. for the fact that I've heard people like say, oh, I don't like metal, and then go and listen to Linkin Park. I'm like, what are you listening to? That's metal.
Well, then you're speaking directly to me then. So yeah, I guess I do like metal a lot.
There's different types of metal. You got new metal, and then you got heavy metal. Heavy metal is more of the screamo where it's just, it's like, what? There's like Chester Bennington before he had passed away. His vocals were so amazing.
Oh yeah.
Even when in his heaviest during the screaming moments, it was just best. You could understand it.
And it hit you hard too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with Corey Taylor from Stone Sour and Slipknot. I use them as more of examples because people always see them as like, oh, they're just a bad figure. And actually, back in 2005, actually a lot of music industries didn't even want Slipknot. And there's a reason why, because they're more of rap metal. Mm-hmm. You've heard of bat metal before, right?
Yeah.
I know you both have heard of bat metal, where like it's just Batman screaming into a mic. It's fun, but no, like classic rock has led on to things like that, and it's just it's amazing.
It's like planting a seed and just watching it grow, just putting off all these different stems and just different genres.
It's even led to festivals like Ozfest and Knotfest, pretty much, which is absolutely crazy. Ozzy Osbourne isn't dead.
And that's...
that's surprising.
A miracle. Oh, yeah. You see him on film, though, and he looks like he's 2 feet away from the grave.
Oh, yeah. When I was watching his... Is it the History Doc? No.
Is it his world tour?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great show. Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny, like... could hardly understand them.
Yeah, dude, they had to put subtitles in the show and everything.
There was moments where I could understand them, like, why did you need to put subtitles? And then, it's like, what? They put subtitles in the moments where you could hear it, and then they put subtitles in parts where you can't hear it.
And Jack was almost his translator, his son, the entire time.
Oh, that's crazy. His son just... I was surprised he could understand him.
Yeah.
But we're not going to diss Ozzy Osbourne right now.
He's too good.
Ozzy Osbourne's actually on tour.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing No More Tours 2 with Stone Sour.
Nice.
And he had recovered from an injury, pretty much. He had a thumb injury where it was infected, but like 3 times.
Ooh.
And at that old age, there's not a lot your body's going to be able to fight.
That's like edema in the ankles. Like, that's painful.
Yeah.
The reason why I connected to edema is because there's so much fluid in there. It's just, oof. It's like a ingrown fingernail is stuck inside your skin, and you get that little red ring around it, and you got, ugh.
Oh my God, you put that image in my head. Now I'm going to be sick.
And that happens with the bones then? And of the thumb? Or was it his fingernail?
I'm pretty sure it was his thumb altogether. I can't remember. No. I can't remember exactly what it was that he injured on his thumb, but I'm pretty sure it was something to do with the thumb and him cutting it. And
speaking of Ozzy's voice, when you hear him talk and you look at him, you would not expect his voice to come out of his mouth when he sings. But it is.
Oh, I didn't actually go and see him, but you know, I've watched some videos that my friends have sent me from No More Tours 2, and there's some songs that I'm like, okay, that's really good.
Black Sabbath, my parents showed me all the rock that I listen to. Sweet Leaf, their best song.
Yes. I don't listen to a lot of Black Sabbath, but I will listen to that song like whenever I'm just in the mood. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of gets you in a certain mood, but it's not, yeah.
But we've talked mostly about classic rock as a whole and how it affected most other genres, and Mr. Lego or DJ Lego actually listens to a lot of the harder stuff.
Yeah,
I listen to some harder stuff, but I'm not like a dictionary. It's like, do you know Judas Priest? And the sad part is, it's on our info sheet, but yeah, I'm sitting there like, it's known, but do I know it?
Right.
So, Mr. Lego, you want to tell us all about the metal industry?
Yeah, why not? I'm more of like the Slipknot, Avenged Sevenfold kind of listener. I listen to a lot of that. And I've taken a little bit into like Limp Bizkit, like Deftones. I got a little bit of that in my like phone and stuff, so I listen to that. It's fun. It's the kind of music that you just, you know, you put it on and make yourself feel energetic. That's what it does to me.
Oh, yeah. I never did understand this about rock and rap concerts. I didn't know this happened at rap concerts until I went to one. Eminem. That was fun. That was fun. Did you know they have mosh pits at rap concerts?
Oh, God. Every concert has some sort of mosh pit.
You're listening to Taylor Swift. I don't know why, but I need to be angry.
I feel the need to trample somebody.
No, I get the kind of message that metal is kind of pursuing. It's like, hey, there's no reason to keep stuff inside.
Yeah.
You want to release some negative energy? Listen to this. Boom. Maybe go to one of our concerts.
Literally.
Punch somebody.
Yeah. Literally, what do you want to do when you're mad? Yell. You want to get it out.
Yeah.
And if you can't do it yourself, you should listen to someone else do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone who can actually do it.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know why, but ever since metal has came around, it hasn't been to everybody.
Right.
It really hasn't.
Like, there's people to, it's like a segregation between music. You got people that mostly listen to pop and rap, right?
Mm.
All those nice things. And then you got the other people on the other side, Team Red. That listen to this metal or rock, and it's just, they look at us like, oh, that's the crazy people over there.
The emos.
Yeah, well, I think both sides have a negative look towards the other, and everybody, like, you ask a lot of people what they listen to, and I guarantee you 100% of the time their response is, you know, I listen to anything. That's a very overused response.
I like those type of people. So you could just sit there like, hey, do you listen to this band? Do you listen to the Beatles? They're like, what's that?
And then you can be like, well, you don't listen to everything.
I used to say that until I hopped on the radio station and finally realized I haven't heard any of these artists.
Yeah.
I mean, like, some of the artists that we air on this station are actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know them, you won't actually take the time and listen to it. That's just part of our human genetics. If we're not used to it, we not gonna go for it.
Yeah.
One of the things that I found myself doing, one of the hardest things to do when I found a new, you know, song that I like by an artist that I haven't heard yet, one of the hardest things for me to do is go onto another album or another song because I'm almost scared to be let down by the other songs or the complete album.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's almost like taking time to leave this one great song that I know is great behind and just delve into it. It's kind of scary.
It is a little bit scary.
That was how everybody felt about Marilyn Manson when he came around in 99. It was crazy. During the 90s, we all know, if you guys even do know the music history about the 90s when the Police were, you know, kind of, music should not have cussing. You're arrested. But Marilyn Manson had released The Beautiful People. I remember listening to that, which I love that. Just the whispers and then, like, the angry side of it. But there's not just the angry side of it, but there's also a really deep political message behind that. It's like, hey, let us do what we please. If we want to listen to this, let us listen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't be a dictator. Like,
Music is art. Art is subjective. And, you know, subjective means opinions. Opinions means where you are, what you've eaten that day, who you're around. So music may or may not be good to you depending on literally where you are and who you're with and what you've done that day.
It all kind of just depends on what you can handle, really.
Oh, yeah.
There's some people that I hear, like, you put on one song by Lynyrd Skynyrd. I can't remember which song it was that was actually, like, a little bit of hard rock in it. Oh, my gosh, just my grandmother. That hurts my ears. What do you mean?
Well, this helps mine, so.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about indie rock?
Oh.
Because that's, besides classic rock, that's probably my favorite.
There's a lot of indie rock performances at the Emerson Theater here in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
My mom was telling me about that.
All the time.
My uncle's band used to be a little indie, little rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of moved up to grunge and then into, like, hard rock. So now they're a little more, they're a mixture, which is fun about my uncle's band. They're called Arctic Karma. They've performed at the Emerson Theater about 8 times, I believe. Oh, it was so much fun. I remember that was actually where I first performed, was the Emerson Theater. I played as a bassist.
That's nice.
And then that's what actually got me into more of rock. It's like, okay, I actually like this vibe, you know, being able to kind of let negative energy out. Because we surround ourselves by positive energy, or we try to in the very least, but you have to always find a way to exit that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Ozfest and Knotfest are coming out here soon. Like I said earlier in the episode, Knotfest is coming out on December 8th in Mexico. I can't actually wait till Knotfest comes to the United States.
Neither can I.
It's almost like a, like spreading a religion almost is kind of what they're doing. They're just, you know, because I mean, every year it's in a different place.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, here, let's go here and let's bring it here. Let's take it there. Let's see who else we can bring into the environment of, you know, metal and rock.
That is definitely how I've heard it multiple times. It's like a lifestyle almost.
Yeah.
Knotfest is, like earlier said, it's run by a band called Slipknot, a band that was originally opposed to that, like, hey, don't you scream and rap at me.
The authoritative, you know, view of music.
But I don't understand. I can understand from certain points. Not a lot of people trust Knotfest because they see it more as like a little demonic thing.
Yeah.
But there are some bands that actually use those figures. Like, I can't remember. I think it was Ozzy Osbourne's. I think it was titled Save Me, but I'm not exactly sure. He uses figures like Antichrist and all that. Mm-hmm. He was claiming that he's not these things that you call me, which is crazy. I love rock for one certain reason, and that's because there's multiple messages that you can get out of it.
And you're able to create a mystery of it. I mean, that's part of what made Led Zeppelin so big. They didn't do a lot of interviews. They had this persona of, you know, not being known, of being spiritual, of being of, you know, another world. And their music reflected that, but also who they took on. Because making music isn't just about making the music, but it's about taking on the persona of what your music is trying to bring out or trying to put out. You know what I mean? And they did a really good job of that. So sometimes it's just symbols to get you intrigued and get you interested and get you wondering. And so far, it's worked.
All right, so, of course, I'm going to say this a third time. Knotfest, December 8th in Mexico. It's going to be crazy since Slipknot's not performing in Mexico. No, they took a whole, like, Universal Studios actually went and recorded their first ever performance, Day of the Gusano, or Day of the Maggots, in Mexico for Knotfest.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the whole time in 2015 to finally record that, upload it as a documentary. All right, so Knotfest coming again. We don't know who's going to perform every year. It's different artists. Avenged Sevenfold has performed Deftones, let me pronounce that right, because I have a habit of making mistakes on pronunciation on this show. We got Megadeth, Judas Priest, Slayer, Marilyn Manson. I know that man's pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Throwing up on stage. Disturbed, one of the heaviest bands, Killswitch Engage, Stone Sour, Limp Bizkit. And a more political band, Five Finger Death Punch, which I have to personally ask, have you heard Five Finger Death Punch before?
Nope.
Let me tell you, it's because I know that me and you, in case some of you don't know, we are in a school setting.
Yeah.
Me and you were reading this book titled The Things They Carried.
Mm-hmm.
And more of the messages that, like, we could use this as messages for the things they carried from Five Finger Death Punch. They released a song called Wrong Side of Heaven, which is more of the killing aspect of war.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So you got bands like that coming there. System of a Down may make an appearance. I'm not exactly too sure. You've heard of System of a Down.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I know you have.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wake up.
Yeah, everyone seems to have heard of Chop Suey, but, like, nothing else.
Yep. Chop Suey, which is funny fact, actually that song was actually originally supposed to be titled Suicide, but because it was a radio single, they had to name it Chop Suey.
Yep.
Chop Suicide, mm-hmm. which is kind of a cool aspect.
I think I'll put one last thought in. Taking cuss words and swears and anything that you don't deem okay for public radio or television ruins songs, and it ruins movies, and it ruins shows.
Okay.
I'm just saying a lot
great
of like
thoughts.
This.
Great yeah. thoughts.
Yeah. All right, so of course, this segment was just me and DJ Billy.
Cheers.
Cheers. Unfortunately, DJ Lego didn't speak much.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah, I know. You need to speak.
I do. I know. I'm tired.
He probably knows more about this stuff than me and you combined.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
But me and you know a lot more of classic rock. Me and him know a little bit more of metal, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not really much to talk about metal since, you know... There's not really trending on it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to What's Up Warriors. Would you guys like to say one more thing before we end this episode?
I think I'm good. This was fun.
Shout yourself out for social media.
Yeah, dude, it was fun. Follow me on Instagram, LukeMullen17. And yeah, dude, thanks for, you know, inviting us. It was fun.
All right. All right, you guys have a good one.
You too.